From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Legislation aimed at rewriting more than 80 years of financial regulations is scheduled for a key test vote at this hour on the Senate floor. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says the vote will make it clear which party is ready to deal with Wall Street.
It will demonstrate who believes we need to strengthen the protections for consumers and who does not. In light of the extraordinary effort we've seen from the Republican leadership, it will force each senator to publicly proclaim whether party unity is more important than economic security.
GOP leaders have said they're trying to keep their caucus of 41 together in voting against the start of debate in order to give more time to bipartisan negotiations. Meanwhile, over the weekend, legislators worked on language in the bill governing derivatives. The proposal would put nearly all of those contracts through a formal exchange and so-called clearinghouses to create more transparency. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
Coal giant Massey Energy's safety record has come under scrutiny in the weeks following the explosion at a West Virginia coal mine that killed 29 men. Massey CEO Don Blankenship and three members of the company's board of directors held a news conference in Charleston, West Virginia today. Erica Peterson of West Virginia Public Broadcasting reports much of the conference was spent defending the company's safety record.
Board members said there was no sign of anything wrong when miners began their shift the day of the explosion, and that the company has spent millions of dollars installing safety practices above those that are required by federal law. Retired Admiral Bobby Inman, who has been on the company's board since 1985, addressed claims that Massey values coal production over miner safety.
In 25 years, never has there been a suggestion that you crimp on spending on safety to boost profits. So it is, I repeat, it's a big lie.
The board also reiterated its confidence in Blankenship, despite recent calls from shareholders for his resignation, and discussed the benefits the miners' families will receive. For NPR News, I'm Erica Peterson in Charleston, West Virginia.
In Warren, Mississippi, they had to bring out the heavy equipment to help tear down a tornado-damaged home there. Regina Weeks watched as her home of more than 30 years was taken down.
It's not really real right now. It's like saying goodbye to an old friend.
Tornadoes tore a 50-mile path through the South over the weekend, claiming a dozen lives in Mississippi and Alabama. There were also tornado sightings in Louisiana and Arkansas. Federal and state emergency management officials are surveying damages. One Weather Service meteorologist estimates the most damaging tornadoes had winds of 160 miles an hour. Better earnings news at major global companies, including heavy equipment maker Caterpillar and appliance maker Whirlpool, helped give the markets a lift, but worries about financial reform weighed on bank earnings. The Dow closed up just a fraction today. The Nasdaq lost 7 points. The S&P 500 dropped 5 points today. You're listening to NPR. A federal appeals court has ruled that a sex discrimination complaint against retail giant Walmart can proceed as a class action case. The San Francisco-based federal appeals court says the world's largest retailer will be required to face allegations in the class action lawsuit that it discriminates against women. Filed in 2001, the case includes more than a million current and former Walmart employees. The suit contends that Walmart pays women less than men for the same jobs and that female workers at the company receive fewer promotions. Six successful high schools around the country are competing to have President Obama deliver their commencement address, and the public will help choose the winner. More from NPR Scott Horsley.
Each of the six finalists has posted a short video on the White House website with smiling students explaining how the school captures their interest and prepares them for college or a career. Website visitors can vote for their favorite school between now and Thursday. Education Secretary Arne Duncan says the American Idol-style contest is a way to highlight success stories.
For all the huge challenges we face, the reason I'm so optimistic is we've never had so many examples of great schools beating the odds every single day. We want to shine a spotlight on them, which, you know, obviously that's what this is all about. Most importantly, we want to learn from them.
Duncan says the six finalists are all different, but they share a common culture of high expectations for every student. Scott Horsley, NPR News. The White House.
The summer jobs outlook this year, if you're a teen, not so hot. But it was even worse last year, at least according to the outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas. In its annual look at the summer jobs market, the Chicago-based firm says there has been some growth in the retail sector and the hospitality and restaurant industries. Last year was the worst year for summer employment for teens since the 1950s. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.